Yeah. You definitely were thinking with the wrong body part at that particular time. I mean, let's be honest here. You took advantage of a situation that was, yes, presented to you by your so-called friend in the wee hours of the night. And like you said, you had that feeling. You know, very hard to resist on so many levels. The lingerie she had on that was not like your mom's. It was a sexy little satin number. But, you know, why does she do it? Yeah, she was lonely. You know, she looks at you differently now. You're spending a lot of time with her son. She sees you as maybe not just her friend. Her feelings have changed. She wanted to check it out, see what it was all about. And now, you know, since you guys had this really great sex, now, you know, hey, she sprung a little bit. So, yeah, your dilemma is, how do you remain in the son's life without, you know, leading her on? Well, I don't know. You know, you don't want to hurt the boy. You really don't. But you got to talk to this woman. You can't just keep sleeping with her and expect her not to expect anything from you. What? So you need to decide what you're going to do. I mean, you know, you got to talk to this woman. I think that you and the son can still have a relationship, but if you don't want a relationship with the woman, you cannot lead her on. I don't care how sexy she looks. She can come to the door naked. You got to say no.
Oh, no, she can't.
Steve?
No, she can't.
No, she gotta come.
You got to say no. You got to stop.
No, ain't nobody got naked? That now. Come to the door naked. No. Come on. Go on, man.
He's got to stop.
No.
He's got to tell her.
She got to stop.
Come on, big dog.
She started this. But let me tell you what's wrong at the top of this letter.
What?
First of all, my man, I appreciate you writing the letter.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the stuff in the letter true. But hold on. Let me tell you something. I've been friends with this woman for a little over 6 years. We met at work and quickly became friends. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why? But we didn't hang out because she was married and that's not cool to me. Okay, cool. You got some character. You got some morals. That's cool. But the reason that you didn't hang out with her at the time was because she was married. But you quickly became friends with her, though. Why? Because you attracted to the woman. Let's just come on, man. Quickly became friends. But we didn't hang out because she was married. That wasn't cool to me. Well, she ain't married now. See? So now it's quickly becoming friends and, you know, didn't hang out because you was married. See, that's out the window now. See, most people don't see that in the letter, but me, though, see, because I'm you. I'm a man. So now let's get that out the way. You've always been attracted to me. We got closer. They made me the godfather, they son. But for whatever reason, the father, more and distant, he would come home. She'd have to run errands and would ask that I would watch their son. She would go out. I would babysit. What?
What man?
What grown-ass man is sitting over some woman's house, babysitting her baby while she out and the dude out? Come on, man. The marriage ended after 19 months ago, and I was there through all the tears, the hurt, and the anger. The father is MIA. Yeah, I bet you was there through all of it. So while you was consoling her, and I do things with my godson, and you skipped over that like I can't read between them damn lines. If you there for all the tears, the hurt, and all this here, come on, player. Player. It's natural.
It's what, Steve?
Come on, boy.
It's natural.
Come on, boy.
This the way it go, boy.
Natural.
Man, girl, man there for the girl crying, upset. I'll hold you, console you. Give me your baby while you get it together. Next thing you know, she hit the door half naked.
Yes. Yes.
Where that come from?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.